and 284.
Has there ever been a better reason to have a cup of tea?
So
okay, thank you very much for your support, everybody. I'll give you a call when there's a couple of minutes to go for the start. Thank you.
Right. Can I ask your name, please?
Sorry, my dear, I'll be right with you.
Can I subject you to my audio diary? So, like, just recording, can I look a bit about you?
What?
Can I get you to... Can I record a little bit about you?
Yeah, come on, bye.
Oh, I just did it like in all your diary. My version of photos. Okay. Close.
All of me
again.
Save things on the table. Have
yourself
to them.
So it's Friday.
Here is the number and her T-shirt.
Lovely. That's yours.
Thank you. Number. Cheers. What number am I?
You are 284.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. 2 minutes. It's changing.
Do you want to put the number on before you put the T-shirt on?
It was 1 minute. Just checking.
So I finished the race in 25:44, and I'm here now with Joanne.
Joanne, yes.
Who's kindly guiding me back to the station, which I really appreciate. Oh, just waffle about you and running and whatever.
All right. My name's Jo, I'm from Wales. I've been living in London for 10 years now. I started running about 2 years ago. I quite enjoy it. I haven't run further than 13K is my longest run. I did that in Kingston. That was pretty cool, but it was in the snow, so it was very cold.
Came on.
Would recommend that.
What's been your favourite run?
I think that's been my favourite run, actually. I also ran on Boxing Day back in Wales, and that was interesting because they said the course had slight undulations, but because it was in Wales, it was really hilly, so I was knackered by the end of it. It was very good, though. I enjoyed that as well.
What time do you reckon you've run tonight? I know you didn't have the watch, but what should you do?
I think I finished about the same time as you.
No, I reckon you're in front.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, I'd only just finished when we met, so, I think about it. But.
So what's been your worst race? That hilly race, do you reckon?
Well, that was I think that was the hardest. That was definitely the hardest. Because it was Boxing Day, it was just all running clubs there.
Oh.
So everyone was super fit.
Proper runners, as I call them.
Yeah, and because I don't go home very often. And I realised, as I almost fell over the finish line, that one of my ex-boyfriends was standing there.
Oh, no.
He saw me dive into St. John's ambulance. It wasn't very pleasant. I was like, oh, fuck. But I did beat his new girlfriend, so I didn't.
Yeah, that's all that matters. I did that to mine the other day, and it was amazing because he'd been slagging me off. I was like, but I beat her. Game on. So, what brought you to London?
I went to university in Essex, long way from Wales. And then, when I was in Essex, I made those friends who live in London. So, ended up just wanting to come. And I always wanted to come to the big city because there's not much in Cardiff, really. There's not a lot of employment and stuff. And you always like to get away from
home.
I don't know, change to something a bit different. That's why really. I love London. But I work for a New York company, so I go to New York quite a lot.
Oh, okay, well.
So I'm going to New York in the next couple of weeks. That should be really cool. Do you know the guys who work at the New York Marathon?
No,
I'd love to do that. But to run in the marathon, you've got a serious commitment, haven't you? Serious commitment.
Yeah, I'm doing London next year.
Are you really?
I said I'd never done a marathon, but unfortunately I found a guy that was going to guide me on one, so I had to do it. I said I don't care about the time, though. I really don't care. I've told him I don't care as long as I do it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to stress myself out, and I don't want to panic, and just spoil the whole thing. I want to do it for fun, you know.
Well, a lot of people do them, and you know it is doable. I just think it's a lot of pressure on your joints.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
If you run as much as you do, though, in so many competitions, you get used to it, I guess.
Yeah, a bit of that. Well, I don't like that. I'll see what happens. It's all a bit of fun.
I have a problem with my back, though, so I've got metal plates in my back.
Oh.
So I shouldn't run for long periods of time.
Anyway, 10 seconds to say thank you again. Spot on for guiding me.
No worries.
Really appreciate it.
No worries.
And enjoy your run.